Okay, our friends. So today we are continuing through the Disney Bedtime Favorites storybook. And we are on the 6th story, which is called Pepita and Dante to the Rescue. And it is from the movie Coco, brought to you by Disney and Pixar. And it is read today by Mommy. And Baby Munchkin.
Fishy.
Baby Munchkin Fishy? I like it. Well, I'm so happy you're here with me today, Baby Munchkin Fishy. Are you ready for your story? Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
I'm a little fishy.
Who's a munchkin?
With a teeth.
Sounds good.
Yay.
Cuddle up.
Baby Munchkin.
Here we go. The little Mexican town of Santa Cecilia, the Rivera's family was busy preparing for a big celebration called Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. They were honoring and remembering their ancestors by making an altar called an ofrenda. It held photographs, keepsakes, and food, everything that the Rivera's ancestors had loved in life. The family hung beautiful paper banners called papel picado around the room and arranged a path of marigold petals that would lead the spirits of their loved ones back home. For nearly a year, Miguel had been filling the house with music. It was easy for him now that he had the family's approval. The music brought them all closer together. Miguel finished singing for his mamá and his little sister, Socorro. "Bravo, Miguel," said mamá. "Now, can my little musico see if Abuelita needs help in the kitchen?" Miguel's stomach rumbled. "Sure, Mama," he said. As Miguel approached the kitchen, he noticed Dante and Pepita near the door. Abuelita enjoyed having Dante around more than she once had, but she had a strict no-animal policy in the kitchen. "Come back a little later," Miguel whispered. "Abuelita will give us tamales." Dante wagged his tail and Pepita meowed as they left. Now, can you tell us, what do we got here? What is Pepita? A cat. A big cat, right? And what is Dante?
A dog, like a blunt out. A big cat.
Yeah, a dog. Uh-huh. Yeah, he looks like a big old dog. The kitchen was filled with the smells of scrumptious food. "Do you need help, Abuelita?" asked Miguel.
"I'm okay, mijo, but eat something," Abuelita said as she continued stirring.
Abuelita was making the family's favorite dishes. Pozole, pan de muerto, mole rojo, and much more. Mole rojo. I love mole. The food would be placed at the ofrenda as an offering for their loved ones who were no longer there. Miguel realized something.
"Abuelita, what are you making for Papa Hector?"
Abuelita dropped her wooden spoon with a loud clatter.
"Ay, Dios mío, I don't know. I didn't even know who he was until last year."
Suddenly, Miguel realized he needed Dante and Pepita.
"I have an idea, Abuelita. I'll be right back."
Miguel rushed off to find Dante and Pepita. They were the only ones who could help him. His family had no idea that Dante and Pepita had a secret. They were creatures of the spirit realm who could travel between the lands of the living and the dead. Miguel ran down the streets of Santa Cecilia. He found Dante and Pepita taking a nap in the gazebo near Mariachi Plaza.
"I need both of you. Can you help me?"
Miguel asked. Dante barked and Pepita purred. Miguel exhaled.
"Thanks, guys. Can you get Papa Hector a message?"
He handed Dante a note. Dante wagged his tail before dashing away with Pepita. Dante and Pepita dodged the crowds in the cemetery and ran all the way to the Marigold Bridge, which could be seen only by visiting spirits. As soon as they reached the bridge, they magically glowed as they transformed. Pepita grew from a little alley cat into a mighty flying jaguar, while Dante sprouted a pair of wings.
Woo, 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 woo,
mumbled Dante, trying not to drop Miguel's note. He spotted a few of the dead Riveras near Marigold Grand Central Station. The dead Riveras looked up and saw the two spirit guides overhead.
Look, it's Pepita,
shouted Tio Felipe. And Dante, said Tia Victoria. When Dante and Pepita landed, they gave the note to Mama Coco, who now lived in the land of the dead.
It's urgent, she said, reading the note. Miguel wants to know what my papa wants for the ofrenda.
Follow us to the plaza, said Tia Victoria. The plaza was filled with a giant crowd. Mama Imelda noticed the spirit guides and stopped singing.
¿Qué pasa? Why are Dante and Pepita here?
Mama Coco handed the note to Papa Hector. He was touched that Miguel was concerned about his first Dia de los Muertos. After he wrote down his favorite dishes, he gave the note back to Dante. The dead Riveras waved goodbye as Dante and Pepita soared into the sky. Pepita swooped toward the land of the living. Dante veered slightly off course, greeting other spirit creatures nearby. But Pepita knew they were running out of time. She grabbed Dante with her talons and placed him on her back for safekeeping. Dante crooned as they flew over the Marigold Bridge. Dante and Pepita transformed back into a dog and cat. When they returned to Santa Cecilia, they dashed towards the Rivera house. Miguel gave them a big hug when they arrived.
Thank you, Dante and Pepita. You two saved the day.
Miguel could not reveal Dante and Pepita's secret identities. Instead, he told Abuelita that he found the list in one of Mama Coco's journals. She took the list from Miguel and kissed his head.
Gracias, Miguelito. I have just enough time to make these dishes before the festivities begin.
Later that night, Papa Hector, Mama Imelda, Mama Coco, and the rest of their Rivera ancestors crossed over the Marigold Bridge. They walked through the cemetery and down the path of marigolds that their family had left for them. When the dead Riveras arrived at the house, they admired the ofrenda that the family had worked so hard to put together. The whole Rivera family, both the living and the dead, enjoyed the celebration together. Even Dante and Pepita joined in on the festivities. Miguel strummed his guitar as Dante and Pepita enjoyed their well-deserved tamales. And I don't know, what do you think it was that Abuelita made for Papa Hector?
Your guess.
Do you want me to guess?
Mm-hmm.
Chili verde. What are you gonna guess?
Enchiladas.
That sounds delicious. I think that would be very good.
Wait, no. It's not that. I think I can figure it out.
Yeah? Tamales? I don't think there's any picture in there. But the Rivera's family must be excellent chefs as well, because their food does look pretty good. Well, anyways, friends, we hope that you have something yummy for dinner too, like the Rivera's family. And that is the end.